Let me tell you who's doing sneakers the best in the game right now. That's New Balance. The two-way V4, featuring this groundbreaking use of technology with fresh foam. It's called Fuel Cell, creating this combination that we love of rebound and cushioning. Fresh foam offers unparalleled cushioning for maximum comfort your entire game from start to finish. The upper construction features this lightweight textile that reduces weight, which we all need, I know I do, while remaining supportive and breathable. Hard to find that combo. The two-way V4 gives you the tools that you need to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way V4 at newbalance.com.
The most unique NBA podcast is out on Odyssey. Heat Check with Trista Crick is funnier, edgier, and more insightful than wherever you're getting your NBA entertainment from. Hilarious insights, incredible interviews, and opinions others don't have the courage to say. Trista drops Heat Check multiple times a week and covers the whole league from preseason to summer league and from off-court conversations and examining who can or cannot ball. Heat Check with Trista Crick can be found on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Kevin Durant. So, ever since Kevin Durant requested a trade, the overwhelming sentiment, I believe, from the pundits, the NBA pundits of the world, was that the Nets should just let things cool off. Settle down. Wait. Don't do anything hasty. Because Kevin Durant changes his mind so much that eventually he'll change his mind back to wanting to play with the Nets. The winds change, and Kevin Durant's opinions change. What he wants changes. So, just wait, they said. He'll change his mind, they said. So, Kevin Durant flew to London to meet up with Joe Tsai. Everyone thought maybe it was to patch things up, to decide and to go into some of the sticking points of this relationship, how they can get over the hump. Kevin Durant said, "Sir, my mind is made up. I want out this bitch. Please, I don't want to play with the Nets. I want out. And if you want to keep me, there's a caveat. You're going to have to fire Sean Marks, and you're going to have to fire Steve Nash. It's either them or it's me. An ultimatum. An ultimatum in the NBA has got to be one of the most tasty pieces of tea. It could not get more toxic than that. You need owner to make a decision. Your guy, who you brought in, who you think's the most capable, competent, best GM in the league, and his little lackey, I mean his two-time MVP that he brought in to coach the team, or you pick me, multiple All-NBA player, multiple-time All-Star, the player that you think is deserving, 6 first-round picks, multiple young pieces. It's either them or it's me. So toxic, so great for the show. Jerry West would be ashamed of me right now. He would be sickened. I'm not sure what Joe Tsai said back in this meeting. Probably something like, Kevin, I'll have to think this over. Enjoy some steak. We've got some hookers for you from Manchester. No. But what we do know is, he did take a formal stance on Twitter, on the Twitter streets, which essentially is like communicating directly to Kevin Durant because that's his love language, right? So Joe Tsai tweets this, quote, "Our front office and coaching staff have my support. We will make decisions in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets." Well, that's not good. If it was all Kevin Durant could do, I bet, to not quote tweet Joe Tsai's tweet with something shady, with something like a peace out emoji or a plane emoji or sun, dinosaur, fireball, all of the trade destinations that he might want to go with big eye emojis. Or maybe even the one that he tweeted back in February of 2021 when it was all that COVID shit that was holding him out of games. Just the simple two-word, free me. I would have loved that as well. Free me. So the question, though, outside of this news is, what do we make of this? First and foremost, first couple of things we have to get straight. Number one, there's been an overwhelming sentiment that Kevin Durant chose, hand-selected, advocated for the hiring of Steve Nash. I think that was pretty much common knowledge. Apparently, that's not exactly true. The real specifics are that Sean Marks put up Steve Nash for the job, and Kevin Durant was like, yeah, he's cool. Yeah, it's fine by me. But a lot of haters are coming for Kevin Durant, being like, you choose Steve Nash, you bring your Yoda here, and now you want him fired, and if he doesn't get fired, now you want to force your way out, Kevin. This is some bullshit, Kevin. Fun story, not the case. We do know this. Steve Nash and Sean Marks have a relationship dating back to their time when they both played for the Suns back in the early 2000s when Steve Nash was stealing MVPs from more deserving people back then. And what we know is that the relationship between Kevin Durant and Steve Nash lasted about, 30 days a season when Steve Nash was hired as a consultant for the Golden State Warriors to basically cosplay a basketball Yoda. Like, that's what we know. One, long-standing brotherhood dating back to their playing career. Other one was a consultant that parachuted in and parachuted out of a dynasty. So between those two, if you had to guess, who do you think put up Nash for the job? Was it Kevin? Sean, I've got a great idea. I think this is going to be perfect. His name is Yoda. You know him by Steve. I mean, literally after this happened, had Kyrie Irving saying on Kevin Durant's podcast, we don't really have a coach. Could it be more disparaging, demeaning, dismissive than that? And Kevin Durant, it wasn't like he was like, yo, bro, this is the guy I put up for the job. Shut your mouth. No, he said nothing. He was just like, yeah, I mean, Kyrie's crazy. You know, Kyrie be crazy. That was right before Kyrie said, I think I was you in a former life. Kyrie's crazy. So the next question, I guess, though, is when did it all go wrong? I have a theory. So after the Nets get swept from the Boston Celtics, Kevin Durant was out there stumping for Steve Nash, standing, caping, putting on his little superhero cape and saying Steve Nash was not to blame for the Nets' issues, even though he knows, truthfully, his rotations suck. His decision-makings aren't great. So this is what he said. Steve's been dealt a crazy hand the last 2 years. He played good soldier. He was playing good soldier, Kevin. He's had to deal with so much stuff as a head coach. First-time coach, trades. That's the first thing he's had to deal with, being a first-time coach. Trades, injuries, COVID. Just a lot of stuff he's had to deal with. And I'm proud of how he's focused and how he has passion for us. We all continue to keep developing over the summer. We'll see what happens. Things seemingly fine at this point. Then Sean Marks decided to hold an exit interview. We talked about this on the podcast back in May. It was the first time that my little antenna went beep, 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 beep. This is what he says. Back if you didn't listen to the pod in May, which, welcome to the podcast. We know what we're looking for on this team. We're looking for guys that want to come in here and be part of something bigger than themselves. Play selfless. Play team basketball, and be available. That goes not only for Kyrie, call him out by name, but for everybody here. More quotes. We need people here. Oh, this is what he says. Scratch that. We can see what they can do on the court, but what makes these guys tick, these $40 million players? What drives them? Do they want to be a part of this? Are they motivated that something maybe not good for our whole team here? Those are the questions we're going to have to ask ourselves and ask the players that we are thinking about bringing back here. At this point, I knew they are not going to offer Kyrie Irving an extension for max money. That's just off the table. There's no way. Because you saw Sean Marks do his best, we're not gonna take it. No, we're not gonna take it. He's like, these players aren't gonna run us no more. We're in charge. And I was like, oh shit. This isn't good, folks. That's the first domino. And the fact, you put that into context with the fact that a year prior to this, Kevin Durant signed his extension and Kyrie Irving heard not a peep about his extension, which they came in together as free agents. They're both equally able to sign extensions at the same point in time then as well. So strike one last summer, strike two this summer. And then came the straw that broke the Slim Reaper's back. The Nets fire longtime assistant head coach Adam Harrington, longtime shooting coach for Kevin, longtime friend of Kevin, longtime trainer of Kevin. Do you think they told him? Do you think they asked him, hey, do you think this is a good idea? Hey, Kevin, just want to alert you to this. No, they didn't say a word to Kevin, the franchise player. Nothing. Strike three. You think that's not going to erode the relationship just a tad? This is my guy. I brought him in here. You fucking fire him behind my back? You didn't even consult me? I thought we were friends. Another element that's now being kicked around as to what also broke Kevin's back, the straw that broke Kevin's back, was the trade for James Harden. And the notion that Sean Marks could have been fleeced for James Harden. According to the New York Post, Kevin didn't like how many pieces they had to trade in order to get James Harden, shockingly. Because if you go to math school real fast and you say really what the deal was, this is what you did. Brooklyn Nets gave up Caris LeVert, Torian Prince, Jared Allen, two first-round picks, some pick swaps, four, drumroll please, Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre fucking Drummond, and about 7 months of James Harden as a rental. In hindsight, pretty fucking gross. Add that to the fact that there are simple things you say ending up eroding this relationship, and now we've got our ultimatum. But the story gets even more interesting. Look at the Nets daily webpage from the day that this ultimatum came out and KD dropped it. Dozens of articles and links about the story. New York Post, New York Daily News, Bleacher Report, SB Nation, all of them. But what outlet was conspicuously missing? Oh yes, baby, I fucking love this. This is the tea I love. Inside the NBA, inside the NBA tea. Not just the first layer, we're talking down to the deep core of the Earth's surface here. Into the core. ESPN, baby. Where was ESPN when Kevin Durant is requesting not only a trade, but as an ultimatum has been made? Sean Marks, Steve Nash, or me? Where are the leaders of sports journalism? A story that threatens to change the entire balance of the entire league. Silence. Radio silence for 12 hours. ESPN dropped exactly one article that day after Joe Tsai tweeted what he said about the front office. The headline, Brooklyn Nets Governor Joe Tsai voices support for front office coaches in wake of Kevin Durant's trade demands. Didn't even put the ultimatum in that headline either. And if you follow the Heat Check for any amount of time, you know. You know who's behind the blackout of the KD ultimatum and the mothership? The Godfather himself. This is the bomb. This is the sound of the Woj bomb. That's Adrian Wojnarowski, the Godfather of the NBA. Woj, very powerful in the NBA media space. Mostly because of his proximity and relationships to GMs. And it's no secret that, well, it is maybe a little baby secret because I'm reporting it here or I'm talking about it here. Sean Marks, GM of the Brooklyn Nets, and Woj are very close. He might be one of Woj's closest sources. That's why also Woj squashed that story where Sean Marks was reportedly thinking about trading James Harden for Ben Simmons. And Woj was like, never heard it. Never heard it once. You're totally close with Sean Marks. Never heard anything about it. Which would explain why every single outlet on the planet was running not that just as the lead basketball story, but as the lead sports story in general when ESPN goes dark. Thank God for my guy, Ethan Strauss, putting this on our radar, former beat reporter for, yes, ESPN on the Warriors Watch. He left to start his own little Substack and a podcast called House of Strauss. Love him. Didn't mean to demean it by calling it little. Awesome. I mean, it's not ESPN, but he's doing his damn thing and he's speaking truth to power, which is exactly what we need. Not beholden to anyone, and let me tell you, he is Woj's nemesis. He spoke and leaked Woj's preposterous packet that he sends out every year to NBA executives, touting why they should look to Woj instead of Shams or Haynes or any of the other newsbreakers. And he just dropped a nuke on Woj that basically implies that he used his outside influence to squash this story because it created a narrative where Marks might end up getting fired. Strauss went on the Basketball Illuminati podcast, which is also quite good, and this is what he had to say.
Everybody else, I don't think Sean Marks wants it out there that Kevin Durant wants him fired.
No.
Can we say that much?
Who would want that? That's not a fun place to be.
If you're the GM of a team, maybe you don't want everybody talking about how the superstar of the team wants you fired. That the only way for the team to retain the superstar, somebody you cannot replace, is to fire the GM. I don't think that's something that you want out there. So in this case, it seemed like people at ESPN knew that this was a no-go zone. And
a no-go zone? So Woj, just to recap, is in bed with Sean Marks, figuratively, not literally. So Woj in bed with Marks. Marks is not trying to allow the ultimatum to go viral because it might actually build steam within the media that, hey, yeah, if that's what it takes to keep Kevin Durant, that's what you do. If you have the overwhelming majority of the media being like, yes, fire this guy. He did this with James Harden. He was responsible for this bad move, that bad move. Yeah, fire him. Hell yeah. If that's what you gotta do, do that. So they don't obviously want to create that groundswell, so they suppress it. Give Sean Marks some sort of peace of mind that if ESPN isn't talking about it, basically doesn't exist. Because if it was a big enough story, ESPN would cover it, so it's basically fake news. Woj keeps his relationship intact, and ESPN keeps Woj happy. Life moves on until our man Ethan Strauss decided to uncover the whole thing, putting more attention on it than ever. Godfather keeps just pulling the puppet strings until Ethan Strauss comes by and clips them. So where does this all leave us? On one hand, you have KD. Seems pretty damn resolute he's not playing for Brooklyn anymore. And now sources are saying that the Nets are relying on the idea that Kevin Durant loves basketball so much that he would never sit out. He would never miss games. He's so much of a pure hooper, he would never hold out. They're wrong. This guy is done. You had him fly to London for Joe Tsai to be like, let me tweet you a response back. I'll get back to you. And Joe Tsai, probably outside of that tweet, is not firing Sean Marks. He thinks Sean Marks is the best GM in the league, which is absolutely preposterous. I asked some people around at Summer League. I was like, hey, what? Sean Marks, good GM? And it was funny hearing people try to wriggle into saying positive things about Sean Marks. They're like, he knows the cap really well. I'm like, that doesn't answer at all what I was asking. He's very well liked, good negotiator. Players seem to enjoy him sometimes. I was like, but is he a good GM? It's a complicated question. It just depends on what you value. I'm like, so no. Also, as another little nugget, Sean Marks is the alternate governor for Joe Tsai for the Brooklyn Nets, which means that in board meetings or anything important where Joe Tsai cannot attend, Sean Marks will be there in his stead, being able to make decisions on Joe Tsai's behalf carte blanche. You think he's going to fire that guy he has that much trust for? No chance. Sean Marks, at the end of the day, according to a lot of people who talk about this and go deeper into this in terms of their sourcing, say that Sean Marks may become the longest tenured GM in history. He might never be fired. He might ride this thing all the way out into the sunset. He might be like the Neil Olshay path before Neil Olshay got clipped for all that stuff, all the isms. So now that you're caught up with all the drama, let's speculate real quick. Where is Kevin Durant going to go? How long is it going to be? I say trade deadline. I don't think this is happening. I think Sean Marks is going to bury his little feet in because he's got the power. He's like Daryl Morey. He's got full support of ownership, and he's like, I'm going to do what's best for us. Fuck you, Kevin. So the leader in the clubhouse, not the Suns, not Toronto, not Miami. There is a new leader, folks. It's going to shock you. The Philadelphia 76ers. Are you fucking serious? What? According to various sources, the Sixers are considering going all in on Kevin Durant. NY Sportsnet reports there were high-ranking members of the Sixers who felt strongly about engaging with Brooklyn on a Durant trade. Folks, that is a lie. You're going to have to give up Joel Embiid, and you're going to have to give up Tyrese Maxey, and probably James Harden for Sean Marks to say yes. And maybe 5 first-round picks. That is absolutely wild. Of course, there's other East Coast teams that can win right now that are still in the mix. Toronto, Miami, and then you've got West Coast teams like New Orleans and even Golden State. According to Windy, KD has hurt his trade value on the trade market because it's clear he doesn't want to play in Brooklyn. So what do you do if your player erodes their value on the trade market and then a team thinks it's something else? That gets very dicey. You get to this inflection point where their trade value is plummeting and your ego is staying here. There's a moment where you might just mess around and get nothing. That's where we were with Ben Simmons last year, folks. A lot of similarities. Also, quick little package that we saw that the Nets threw out there to the Boston Celtics when the Celtics offered Jaylen Brown. Their response, according to news sources, is that their response was that they wanted Tatum and Brown for Kevin Durant. And a couple of first rounders. Bitch, click. Listen, I know I'm Brad Stevens, but I'm not an idiot. I'm not a hayseed. You're not fucking getting Kevin for Tatum and Brown? You insane? This shit's going to drag out, man. I actually believe there's a real possibility KD doesn't even play the start of the season. He's a principal guy. I could see him, like, starting his own outdoor digital series where he's just hooping by himself and we're just watching that instead of the Nets game. I would not mind. I bet he would not mind sitting out 3 months until this gets worked out. Good luck, Sean. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.